from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're getting it, Lee.
Well, let's hope so.
They are. They're getting it, and the Democrats can't stop it. Which fills me with complete joy, really. They're getting it, and the Democrats can't stop it, and they don't know what to do. This really fun toy I have right now, so excited, shows me what the number one thing people shared, clicked, hit, liked in America on social media, on Google, on all of it. Topic Pulse. Have they given you access to Topic Pulse yet?
Yes.
They do? Okay, you can see it.
We look at it daily and use it daily.
Awesome. Okay. So, because I know we got it. We got it back. And I felt like I was flying blind without it. It shows me what is getting the most hits, clicks, likes, right? They sell it to big media organizations. You could tell Fox News uses it because I could just tell from their lineup. They're just reflecting what's trending on the internet, right? What's trending on the internet? And this is good news. The number one thing, I'm shocked by this, okay? Because I'm telling you, before X was out there and before you could share what's on X with people who were not on X, this would not have been trending. We'd be talking about it on talk radio, but nobody else would know. I can't believe this is the number one story. And it's great. Because Americans don't have a clue how much danger they are in from this administration, allowing terrorists to stream, and they are streaming over the border. Headline. Prosecutors say man attacked Florida solar energy facility and businesses over Israel support. Wait, what story? Feds accuse Jordanian migrant of hate-fueled attacks on Florida energy facilities. Jordanian migrant. The mainstream media, to the extent they've covered this story, calls him a Jordanian citizen. He's a migrant. We all know what that is. A Jordanian national, Lee, was arrested for explosives, threats, and an attack on a Florida energy facility motivated by the U.S. government support for the state of Israel. Hashem Yunus Hashem Hanihan of Orlando was indicted on Thursday. Four counts of threatening to use explosives and one count of destruction of an energy facility. Beginning around June, he targeted and attacked businesses in the Orlando area for their perceived support of the state of Israel. Wearing a mask and under the cover of night, Hanihan allegedly smashed the glass front doors of businesses and left behind warning letters. These letters addressed to the U.S. government. This is exactly how terrorists operate in the Middle East, Lee. Exactly how they operate. This is why you turn on Middle Eastern news reports. This blew up, that blew up, this blew up, that blew up. Why? They're demands. They make demands. You don't meet them, they blow things up. Well, now it's in Orlando. Why? Our border is open. The letters addressed to the United States government laid out a series of political demands culminating in a threat to destroy or explode everything here in whole America, especially the companies and the factories that support the racist state of Israel. Again, go pull up Middle Eastern news reports. I read them quite often. Pick a place. Watch things explode. It's been this way my entire adult life. I mean, it's not new. This is how they demand things. And in Islamic culture, they do. This is what they do. And they are here now. They are here now. As I play this, Lee, and so this is American people just at the cusp of beginning to figure out how bad it is. They don't fully know how bad it is, or Trump would win in an absolute unmitigated Reagan-style landslide. He would, just out of fear. People don't know, for instance, that under the Trump administration, just 11 terrorists were caught, people on the terror watch list at the border, all 4 years. Here's the last 2 weeks, Lee.
Listen to this. A fourth suspected Palestinian terrorist was just stopped at the border in less than a month. He was arrested Monday in New Mexico, and it comes just weeks after three other suspected terrorists were caught crossing near San Diego. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is demanding...
Yeah, if this had been happening during the Trump administration, we'd be hearing about lone wolf terrorist attacks, and why isn't the Trump administration doing more to, understand the problem and address it?
Again, someday Trump's going to learn this. Trump's going to learn this. He's going to say it on the stump. I was praying. I actually took time out of my day because there are quite a few people in the Trump campaign that I'm at least, friends with on Twitter so that I can message them. And I went and messaged everyone. Tell him about the 99 terrorists. Please, for the love of God, tell him about the 99 terrorists. He doesn't know. He didn't mention it. He could have done it yesterday because he had tremendous viewership on that press conference. But eventually he's going to get the news. Somebody in his campaign is going to do this work for him and hand him this piece of paper if it's the last damn thing I do. 99 terrorists were caught by the Biden administration and released. And that was just through 23. So there's got to be more now. We don't have a lot of time before the catastrophic attacks start. In fact, I think their handlers are probably just waiting for this election to be over because they don't want Joe and Kamala out of the way. They want to keep them where they are so the terrorists can stream over the border. But the good news, we are making progress. Lee, if that is the number one story in the nation across every demographic, we're winning. We're winning. We are getting past the blackout and the blockade of real news. So the American people can understand what the left is doing with these open borders and how deadly this is. Because let me tell you what, Joe and Kamala, what they've done, if Kamala wins, we are going to welcome the world's terrorists. They will turn themselves into the United States government to get their papers and their free phone, and they will be relocated. That will become the norm.
Well, they've already got an app for that, so.
They do. And if you want to know where Queen Kamala actually stands on terrorists on the border, here she is in 2020 when she was running briefly, ever so briefly, because she came out less than 3% in the polls and had to quit because she ran out of money. But here's where she was when she was running.
This is irresponsible. It's the height of irresponsibility for the commander in chief to suggest that we have to build a wall across our southern border because there are terrorists who are trying to invade the country. It couldn't be farther from the truth.
So what we're seeing is she didn't want that wall because she wants the terrorists.
Right. Well, apparently so.
She wants them.
What other conclusion can you come to?
You cannot come to another conclusion. There is no other logical conclusion. When you have them in your grasp and you move them into this country, that's it. You want them here. You feel they belong here. And that's where you are. Lee, I got to say, somebody must have gotten to Trump because the last 10 days have been amazing and not terrifying. And he's been on message.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Much more so than previous, campaign.
If he continues to do what he did in Bedminster, he will win this election, barring mass cheating that I don't know about.
Yeah, well...
He may
there
win despite the cheating because the vote will be overwhelming. But when he's beginning on X, they can't stop these press conferences from getting out. I'm going to tell you who's watching them, and that's going to scare the left even more. It already is. it's already skipped, but he's got to keep up with current events. And I know how Trump is. I know he thinks he's got to do everything himself, and he always won that way. And he just goes read some stuff online, and then he goes and he does the, you know, the campaign. That he can't do that. He's got to let people help him keep up with current events. They have been getting away with letting 99 terrorists into the country and relocating them for 2 weeks now. So I'm gonna ask everybody who uses this show for show prep. I know you guys do. It's the best show on the East Coast. I go first. I get it. I'd use me for show prep too. Again and again and again and again. 99 terrorists, folks. If you don't do this, if you don't make this a part of your show, to filter this up to the Trump campaign, people are going to die, and they are going to die in large numbers. And it may even be someone you know, love, or a member of your family. They are streaming over the border. Lara Logan, who has high-level military contacts, has been reporting that the Taliban is training an army of terrorists to come across that border. Thousands. Not just here, but in Europe. You saw that parade this week. We don't have a lot of time, but if Trump could just call attention to it, they can't stop him. It will go viral on X. People care. We can see that because this is the number one story in the country. This Jordanian, we're going to talk more about this in a minute, migrant, illegal immigrant who has gone in Florida, and he's attacking businesses and demanding our government stand down on Israel. It's going to be terror attacks every day in America, but we can stop it. We can win this election. We can stop it. We can call attention to it, but you got to talk about it on your shows. We got to push it up to Trump. He's got to get the news. He's got to keep up with the news. He needs better prep from a better staff. But otherwise, other than that, Bedminster was amazing yesterday. He stayed at least tightly focused on the economic message. That's what he needs to do. And that gives me a lot of hope.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, school's starting, which means it's time to terrorize Jewish students. That's what the left's all about now. That's where they land. That's where they ended up. End of last school year. The only reason that Jewish students aren't afraid right now is because school ended and they went home. That's why all those protests stopped. Well, guess what? UNC Chapel Hill. Yeah, school started on Sunday. They're back. They're back. And they're going to have a hard time, the Democrat Party is, containing their grassroots. They're increasingly anti-Semitic, increasingly violent grassroots. I'm going to get to the violence part in a minute. This is also one of the top 10 trending articles in the country, which tells me people are beginning to wake up and to notice something is very, very wrong with this Democrat Party. This is not the 1990s Democrat Party. One of the top 10 headlines in the country right now in every demographic, this one. U.S. colleges revise rules on free speech in hope of containing protests. Now, we know how this is going to go. This is just going to mean Jewish students aren't allowed to talk because it might make the Palestinians mad. What else do we know? We know who is funding these protests. That's Iran. We know that because the co-press secretary for the Biden administration, John Kirby, admitted that. Yeah, Iran's funding these protests. On our soil. And you just saw the Columbia University president, Manoush Shafiq, resign. Why? She knows what's coming. She knows what's coming. She is terrified to stand up to them, as are these other college presidents because they know this is not just an enraged Islamist mob and some LGBTQ protesters that make up the base of the Democrat Party. This is the base of the Democrat Party. She can't win. None of them can. So they're going to go with what the left always does, censorship. With censorship. So across the country, the left that runs these colleges is going to try to use the excuse of the violent Democrat base coming through to limit free speech. Folks, did you hear this? I can't wait for this DNC convention. Did you hear how large the pro-Palestinian, anti-Jew, Islamic protests are going to be? Did you hear this? Oh my gosh. Y'all, NBC News reporting, Muslim leaders expect 100,000 pro-Palestinian demonstrators for the DNC. Yeah, in Chicago. 100,000. If you want to know what that's going to look like, go Google Union Station, D.C., and see what happens when about 5,000 of them showed up. They beat cops. They dragged cops away. They defaced statues. It was total violence. Remember the GOP leadership actually, and good for them, went out there after that. The Palestinian flags. This is the Democrats' lunatic base, okay? We're going to see it on full display, and hopefully it will terrify America. Because I guarantee you, a lot of these people are not even legally here. They just came over Joe and Kamala's open border. Like, pop the popcorn. And what happened in D.C.? Remember what happened in D.C.? Because it's going to happen again in Chicago. I was just actually reading a follow-up on this. They only sent a couple of dozen cops to handle this in D.C. There were over 7,000 protesters, they estimate, on Union Square. They lost control. It got violent. The cops would try to arrest protesters, and the protesters would drag them away from the cops and beat the cops. They're still looking for a lot of them. Why? They underpolice the event on purpose. Why? The Democrats do not dare make these people angry. They need them to vote in Michigan, and they're threatening not to. So they had to underpolice it, because if they properly police it, they're going to get mad. They're going to get mad. The word's going to spread through Michigan, and they need them to vote in that swing state. In other words, this 100,000 strong pro-Palestinian thong that's coming at them, they're going to underpolice them again. They have no choice. What are they going to crack down? These are their voters. This is their base. It's not our base. Not us. Now, listen to what they're already doing. You want to see the anti-Semitism of the Democrat? It's shocking. I wish Americans could get a look at it. Listen to this. The pro-Palestinian likely to be violent if D.C. is any indication. Remember what they did outside the White House? They got violent. They defaced everything. The Capitol Police were afraid to do much with them. They beat the Capitol Police, too. And then remember what happened. The prosecutors dropped all the charges. Remember what happened in New York at Columbia University. This is why the president just resigned. Remember what happened. The prosecutor, the same one that got Trump on the 34 felonies, dropped all the charges for them smashing into the building. Why? They have to. This is the Democrat base. Remember who funds these protests? Biden's donors in Iran. They can't make their donors mad. They are between a rock and a hard place right now, which is so much fun. And listen to what they've done in Chicago. They've banned Jewish people from sponsoring billboards protesting the fact that Biden doesn't give a damn about these American hostages who are Jews who are still being held by Hamas. Listen to this.
An anti-Israel group is planning to protest the DNC and will hold a press conference today after the city of Chicago granted them permits to rally at the convention center next week.
Now listen.
But those permits come with conditions. The group will not be allowed to use any stages, tents, or sound equipment. And the group says that's an outrage and violates their rights. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, a pro-Israel group says they were denied permits altogether. The Israeli American Council wanted to rent a digital billboard featuring the names and pictures of American citizens who were killed or kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th, but Chicago denied their request, if you can believe that, citing guidelines against profanity and violence. How is that profane?
Jews can't get a protest permit in Democrat-run Chicago. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. And did you hear what James Carville said? The dawn of the Democrat Party? Oh, did you hear this? You want to hear what Democrats actually think of Jews? The absolute open racism and anti-Semitism? Here you go. He just told you. Listen to this from a podcast the other day.
Isn't it incongruous that they also portray themselves as the most pro-Israel party?
Okay, he's talking about the GOP here, the Republicans. He's trashing the Republicans. Listen to what Carville says about Republicans portraying themselves as the pro-Israel party.
Isn't it incongruous that they also portray themselves as the most pro-Israel party?
It's really about the misogyny and the racism that drives the thing. We got to recognize that. It's not by policy prescription. The reason I suspect that most of these people describe themselves as pro-Israel because the Jews are whiter than the Palestinians, which I think drives a lot of what they are.
Republicans like Jews because they're whiter than the Palestinians? No. What is he telling you? He's not telling you about us. He's telling you how the Democrats think, how they talk among themselves. Folks, and the American people are going to get a snootful of this when 100,000 enraged pro-Palestinian protesters descend upon the DNC with Jews banned from protesting. Wow. You're going to get a look at the America the Democrats would create. I can't wait. Well, Cisco leading the way. See what they just did? Cisco just cut thousands of jobs, 7% of its workforce, and replaced them with AI. It's about 5,900 people. So this is the way things are going. This is going to shake up the economy in the next decade or so. And this whole idea that we're going to bring in 12 million, because that's what it will be, people, and we're just going to use them for labor and there's not going to be any replacement. We're just going to need them. They're going to have jobs. I'm here to tell you, it's not going to happen. Things are going to get more and more automated and we are going to have a permanent underclass without work. That's not who was cut from Cisco, obviously. These are professionals. But it shows AI can replace people at any level. Huge number of people. It's absolutely massive. All right. Going to jump into this. Trump firing on all cylinders yesterday about Kamala Harris's economic plan being released today. Folks, this is not an economic plan. It's not. It's a scapegoat. It's a scapegoat for the disastrous policies of the Biden administration that caused inflation.
She's running on the Maduro plan. We call it the Maduro plan, like something straight out of Venezuela or the Soviet Union. This announcement is an admission that her economic policies have totally failed and caused really a catastrophe for our country. And beyond that, a catastrophe in the world.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. But what is Donald Trump actually doing? He's tying her to communists, and he should. These plans have been tried in America before. We had price controls on gasoline in the 1970s, and the Democrats are hoping you won't remember what that was like. Well, so we can remember, and I wasn't around to experience what the price controls were like. I don't remember it. But here's a news report from the time. What happens when you put price controls on something? We know because they did it in Venezuela. And the first round's great. You're going to love the first round. You're going to love the first few weeks. It's great. The prices come down. And then the scarcity hits. Because the prices come down because the prices come down on the goods possessed by the businesses at the time. Well, what do you do constantly as a business? You have to reorder more. And that reordering thingy, it kind of stops. Here's a news report from the 1970s.
As has become common in many states in the East, cars have been lining up before dawn. By the time the pumps opened, many had been waiting 2 and 3 hours for gas.
I've been here since 4:30 this morning. It's ridiculous waiting online here. I couldn't get gas Tuesday. The block was about, the line was about 8 blocks long. It was ridiculous.
There you go. That's going to be a grocery store. That's going to be the grocery store. Coming up in the next hour at 7:22, let me tell you, I'm going to explain what is actually happening here. Now, if you're one of my Battleground America podcast listeners, this whole price control thing, you know exactly what she's doing because I've been predicting this for 2 years. But the rest of you, I'm going to catch you up at 7:22. This is not about bringing prices down, folks. The profit margins for grocery stores are among the lowest there are. Who says who? Says CNN. Headline, think corporate, this is CNN, think corporate greed is the leading cause of inflation. Think again. Now, they never get around to telling you the leading cause of inflation is Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote for the, you know, back in March on the $2 trillion spending bill, almost all of which was printed. They printed $2 trillion. That's why we got inflation. That money's still sloshing around, right? Why not go for the rest of industry, which averages an 8.5% profit rate? Why go for groceries, which only have a 1.5% profit rate? She's not interested in the rest, though. Only the grocery stores. There's a reason for that. It has nothing to do with inflation, and it has everything to do with control. And the New York Times told us what their plan was almost 2 years ago. They're implementing it now and using inflation as the excuse. I will tell you what it is at 7:22. It's Must Hear Radio. Do not miss it. No one else is going to explain this to you. You ever see one of those commercials on TV? Send money. And it'll be a third world country. So it's very sad. And you'll see these like packs of children. They're running around in the streets. No, not a parent anywhere to be seen. They're dirty. They're barefoot sometimes, and they're hungry. They're running around. They say, you know, send $5.99 a month, and we'll feed the kid. You don't have to feel bad about it. You feel good, and they'll send you a letter. You seen those? And those places were always in the third world, and you always went, thank God I live here in America, because children are not like that here. Yeah, well, they're going to have to begin adding New York to their fundraising roster. The NYPD says illegal alien children are roaming the streets in gangs in what they call the wolf pack robbery trend. The average suspect is just 15 years old. Most, which means, you know, half are a little older and half are a little younger. Huge news in New York right now. And you got to see this on my Twitter feed. The new face of migrant crime in New York is a Venezuelan child. He is 11. An 11-year-old and a 17-year-old migrant were arrested after a subway rider in New York City was punched in the head and had his phone taken during a violent robbery. And what these child wolf packs, that's what they're calling them, the NYPD, these child wolf packs are doing, they surround the victim. And even though they are smaller than an adult, they beat you down and take your stuff. Of particular concern, you got to see the picture of this kid. He's so cute. Oh, he's precious. You want to take him home, clean him up. His mom apparently lives in a nearby shelter, but lets him roam the streets of New York. In this photo, it's nighttime. His hands are cuffed behind him, and he's being loaded into the police car again. He is a repeat offender. I've retweeted the NYPD video of how these gangs work, and they'll surround you with their children. They roam the streets at night like a feral pack, and they surround you. They also are down in the subways. They don't go to school. I mean, there's none of that. They're from Venezuela mainly, and they're being used by Tren de Aragua, they believe, to commit these crimes, knowing that the children will just be churned right back on out on the street hours later and do it again and again and again and again. What happens when they grow up? I mean, I know they're going to vote Democrat, and that's why they were brought here by Kamala and Joe. But I mean, when they're not voting Democrat, what happens when they grow up? What is this country going to be like? I don't know. But I guess beating the hell out of people is what the Democrat Party stands for now. What? No, I didn't come up with that. Joe did. Folks, it's only been a month since the assassination attempt. Do you remember the media trying to blame Trump for his own assassination attempt because there was something wrong with his rhetoric? Did you hear what Joe Biden just said on the campaign trail with Kamala Harris? He's campaigning with her. Listen to this.
Let me tell you what our Project 2025 is. Beat the hell out of them. I mean it.
He doesn't clarify like we do. Well, we mean at the polls, obviously, no. Beat the hell out of them. And they are unleashing gangs of children to do just that in New York. Folks, this is how they wink, wink, nod, nod and get another assassin to go to another rally. Oh, us? No, we would never suggest that. We want unity. But beat the hell out of them. You know what we mean.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, Cisco leading the way. See what they just did? Cisco just cut thousands of jobs, 7% of its workforce, and replaced them with AI. It's about 5,900 people. So this is the way things are going. This is going to shake up the economy in the next decade or so. And this whole idea that we're going to bring in 12 million, because that's what it will be, people, and we're just going to use them for labor, and there's not going to be any replacement. We're just going to need them. They're going to have jobs. I'm here to tell you, it's not going to happen. Things are going to get more and more automated, and we are going to have a permanent underclass without work. That's not who was cut from Cisco, obviously. These are professionals. But it shows AI can replace people at any level. Huge number of people. It's absolutely massive. All right. Going to jump into this. Trump firing on all cylinders yesterday about Kamala Harris's economic plan being released today. Folks, this is not an economic plan. It's not. It's a scapegoat. It's a scapegoat for the disastrous policies of the Biden administration that caused inflation.
She's running on the Maduro plan. We call it the Maduro plan, like something straight out of Venezuela or the Soviet Union. This announcement is an admission that her economic policies have totally failed and caused really a catastrophe for our country. And beyond that, a catastrophe in the world.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. But what is Donald Trump actually doing? He's tying her to communists, and he should. These plans have been tried in America before. We had price controls on gasoline in the 1970s, and the Democrats are hoping you won't remember what that was like. Well, so we can remember, and I wasn't around to experience what the price controls were like. I don't remember it. But here's a news report from the time. What happens when you put price controls on something? We know because they did it in Venezuela. And the first round's great. You're going to love the first round. You're going to love the first few weeks. It's great. The prices come down. And then the scarcity hits. Because the prices come down because the prices come down on the goods possessed by the businesses at the time. Well, what do you do constantly as a business? You have to reorder more. And that reordering thingy, it kind of stops. Here's a news report from the 1970s.
As has become common in many states in the East, cars have been lining up before dawn. By the time the pumps opened, many had been waiting 2 and 3 hours for gas.
I've been here since 4:30 this morning. It's ridiculous waiting online here. I couldn't get gas Tuesday. The block was about, the line was about 8 blocks long. It was ridiculous.
There you go. That's going to be a grocery store. That's going to be the grocery store. Coming up in the next hour at 7:22, let me tell you, I'm going to explain what is actually happening here. Now, if you're one of my Battleground America podcast listeners, this whole price control thing, you know exactly what she's doing because I've been predicting this for 2 years. But the rest of you, I'm going to catch you up at 7:22. This is not about bringing prices down, folks. The profit margins for grocery stores are among the lowest there are. Who says who? Says CNN. Headline, Think corporate greed is the leading cause of inflation. Think again. Now, they never get around to telling you the leading cause of inflation is Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote for the, you know, back in March on the $2 trillion spending bill, almost all of which was printed. They printed $2 trillion. That's why we got inflation. That money's still sloshing around, right? Why not go for the rest of industry, which averages an 8.5% profit rate? Why go for groceries, which only have a 1.5% profit rate? She's not interested in the rest, though. Only the grocery stores. There's a reason for that. It has nothing to do with inflation, and it has everything to do with control. And the New York Times told us what their plan was almost 2 years ago. They're implementing it now and using inflation as the excuse. I will tell you what it is at 7:22. It's Must Hear Radio. Do not miss it. No one else is going to explain this to you. You ever see one of those commercials on TV? Send money. And it'll be a third world country. So it's very sad. And you'll see these like packs of children. They're running around in the streets. No, not a parent anywhere to be seen. They're dirty. They're barefoot sometimes, and they're hungry. They're running around. They say, you know, send $5.99 a month, and we'll feed the kid. You don't have to feel bad about it. You'll feel good, and they'll send you a letter. You seen those? And those places were always in the third world, and you always went, thank God I live here in America, because children are not like that here. Yeah, well, they're going to have to begin adding New York to their fundraising roster. The NYPD says illegal alien children are roaming the streets in gangs in what they call the wolf pack robbery trend. The average suspect is just 15 years old. Most, which means, you know, half are a little older and half are a little younger. Huge news in New York right now. And you got to see this on my Twitter feed. The new face of migrant crime in New York is a Venezuelan child. He is 11. An 11-year-old and a 17-year-old migrant were arrested after a subway rider in New York City was punched in the head and had his phone taken during a violent robbery. And what these child wolf packs, that's what they're calling them, the NYPD, these child wolf packs are doing, they surround the victim, and even though they are smaller than an adult, they beat you down and take your stuff. Of particular concern, you got to see the picture of this kid. He's so cute. Oh, he's precious. You want to take him home, clean him up. His mom apparently lives in a nearby shelter, but lets him roam the streets of New York. In this photo, it's nighttime. His hands are cuffed behind him, and he's being loaded into the police car again. He is a repeat offender. I've retweeted the NYPD video of how these gangs work, and they'll surround you with their children. They roam the streets at night like a feral pack, and they surround you. They also are down in the subways. They don't go to school. I mean, there's none of that. They're from Venezuela mainly, and they're being used by Tren de Aragua, they believe, to commit these crimes, knowing that the children will just be churned right back on, out on the street hours later and do it again and again and again and again. What happens when they grow up? I mean, I know they're going to vote Democrat, and that's why they were brought here by Kamala and Joe. But I mean, when they're not voting Democrat, what happens when they grow up? What is this country going to be like? I don't know. But I guess beating the hell out of people is what the Democrat Party stands for now. But what? No, I didn't come up with that. Joe did. Folks, it's only been a month since the assassination attempt. Do you remember the media trying to blame Trump for his own assassination attempt because there was something wrong with his rhetoric? Did you hear what Joe Biden just said on the campaign trail with Kamala Harris? He's campaigning with her. Listen to this.
Let me tell you what our Project 2025 is. Beat the hell out of them. I mean it.
He doesn't clarify like we do. Well, we mean at the polls, obviously. No. Beat the hell out of them. And they are unleashing gangs of children to do just that in New York. Folks, this is how they wink, wink, nod, nod and get another assassin to go to another rally. Oh, us? No, we would never suggest that. We want unity. But beat the hell out of them. You know what we mean. You ever see one of those commercials on TV? Send money. And it'll be a third world country. So it's very sad. And you'll see these like packs of children. They're running around in the streets. No, not a parent anywhere to be seen. They're dirty. They're barefoot sometimes. And they're hungry. And running around, they say, you know, send $5.99 a month and we'll feed the kid. You don't have to feel bad about it. You feel good and they'll send you a letter. You seen those? And those places were always in the third world. And you always went, thank God I live here in America because children are not like that here. Yeah, well, they're going to have to begin adding New York to their fundraising roster. The NYPD says illegal alien children are roaming the streets in gangs in what they call the wolf pack robbery trend. The average suspect is just 15 years old. Most, which means, you know, half are a little older and half are a little younger. Huge news in New York right now. And you got to see this on my Twitter feed. The new face of migrant crime in New York is a Venezuelan child. He's 11. An 11-year-old and a 17-year-old migrant were arrested after a subway rider in New York City was punched in the head and had his phone taken during a violent robbery. And what these child wolf packs, that's what they're calling them, the NYPD, these child wolf packs are doing, they surround the victim. And even though they are smaller than an adult, they beat you down and take your stuff. Of particular concern, you got to see the picture of this kid. He's so cute. Oh, he's precious. You want to take him home, clean him up. His mom apparently lives in a nearby shelter, but lets him roam the streets of New York. In this photo, it's nighttime. His hands are cuffed behind him, and he's being loaded into the police car again. He is a repeat offender. I've retweeted the NYPD video of how these gangs work, and they'll surround you with their children. They roam the streets at night like a feral pack, and they surround you. They also are down in the subways. They don't go to school. I mean, there's none of that. They're from Venezuela mainly. And they're being used by Tren de Aragua, they believe, to commit these crimes, knowing that the children will just be churned right back on, out on the street hours later and do it again and again and again and again. What happens when they grow up? I mean, I know they're going to vote Democrat, and that's why they were brought here by Kamala and Joe. But I mean, when they're not voting Democrat, what happens when they grow up? What is this country going to be like? I don't know. But I guess beating the hell out of people is what the Democrat Party stands for now. What? No, I didn't come up with that. Joe did. Folks, it's only been a month since the assassination attempt. Do you remember the media trying to blame Trump for his own assassination attempt because there was something wrong with his rhetoric? Did you hear what Joe Biden just said on the campaign trail with Kamala Harris? He's campaigning with her. Listen to this.
Let me tell you what our Project 2025 is. Beat the hell out of them. I mean it.
He doesn't clarify like we do. Well, we meet at the polls, obviously. No. Beat the hell out of them. And they are unleashing gangs of children to do just that in New York. Folks, this is how they wink, wink, nod, nod and get another assassin to go to another rally. Oh, us? No, we would never suggest that. We want unity. But beat the hell out of them. You know what we mean.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.